this July 4th, we had a record-breaking crowd. We saw about 5,400 people come through the museum during the day. As you know, we offered free admission that day, and lots of people came and took advantage of it. Well, we had about 5,400 people total through the museum. Outside, it's a little harder to tell how many people showed up for the event itself, as we don't take tickets or anything like that for it, but we do know that it was a great crowd that stuck around to see the Brazos Valley Symphony and the fireworks that evening.
When was your previous high record, and how many people was it, please?
Well, the previous record was the year before. Last year, in 2012, we had about right around 5,000 people come to the museum. So to have another 400 added this year, obviously people received the message about the free admission and the event that was happening, and part of that was the good word put out by WTAW and the other Bryan Broadcasting stations.
Now, is it true you had watermelons and ice cream and stuff like that?
We did have watermelons. The watermelons are one of the crowd favorites. There's actually a man out there who's been cutting those for years, part of the College Station New Lions Club, and he cuts them with a machete. So just besides eating the watermelon, the cutting of it is a show in and of itself.
Do you happen to know how many watermelons were consumed this year?
I don't know for sure, but they arrived by the truckload.
Okay. Like a pickup or a big?
A pickup.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. Do you know how many pickup truckloads, or was it just the one?
I think just the one.
Okay. Well, I guess what's the next step from here?
Well, the next step for us is to start planning now that the July 4th event is over to get ready for the Halloween event. And that'll be happening on October the 27th this year. That'll be from 3 until 6, I believe. 3 until 7 p.m. And that's where kids come in costumes, and they go through the museum and get candy, and they also have a costume contest. We have games and entertainment and other things out on the plaza.
Okay, and sorry, I just thought of this. How many years have y'all been doing the 4th of July celebration at Busch Library?
Well, the College Station New Lions Club has been doing the 4th of July celebration now for more than 50 years, and we've had it here at the library for about 15.
Do you think, has it been difficult to kind of get people on board or to know that this was kind of a big community deal they could go to, but now it seems like things are starting to pick up?
I think this is one of the events that people look forward to every year. People know July 4th, come to the Busch Library, and I think each year that we've only, in partnership with the College Station New Lions, added more and more things to it and better quality entertainment as well.
And what was your favorite event this July 4th?
Well, I mean, July 4th wouldn't be July 4th without the fireworks. So we had an excellent show this year, and I'm sure it'll be bigger and better next year. Just thank you to our partners that we had in this, the College Station New Lions, Texas A&M, City College Station, and the Brazos Valley Symphony.